The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday, the end of the month as we know it, November 2022 here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We just went through a disconcerting hour of news and open lines, taking your phone calls, and now we move on to the guests. Oh, this is really going to piss you off, folks. If nothing else did, we're going to get into some deep political conversation here. We've got Angie Wong with us. She is a journalist, same as me. I'm card-carrying. I work for a radio station. I carry media credentials. She's also chairman of the LegacyPack Twitter.com. Legacy Pack.
That's
and
right.
I said that right.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I love this discussion that we're about to have.
Oh, yeah. So are our listeners. We got a million listeners out there that are just itching to get in. 844-769-2944 is our phone number. If you want to call and chime in and give Angie a piece of your mind, because, I mean, that's what she's here for. There's a lot of stuff going on. Some of my show notes indicate I can't be. Kevin McCarthy going after conservatives and MAGA Trumpers. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. He's got from his congressional leadership fund. FTX gave him a little bit over $2 million to run negative ads against Trump-endorsed candidates. We would have had a red wave. I was there on the ground working with these candidates, and I saw what was going on the ground. I saw the big crowds coming out, and I saw the excitement, and we all felt the red wave going into the midterm elections. But it was the last-minute pullout of funds from the Congressional Leadership Fund for candidates such as J.R. Majewski and Jerome Bell and a handful of others. Also Mitch McConnell jumped in as well and yanked critical campaign dollars from Don Bolduc and
Blake Masters. Yeah, and Blake.
Yes, and Blake, of course, and Blake Masters. And ultimately, that's, it slayed them at the very end when they needed those advertising dollars and media dollars to really kind of ride out to the very end of the show. So, we would have had our red wave. But, you know, we had our own GOP leadership slay us. And that's the unfortunate part. And that's where we are today. Meanwhile, these two guys are still in power.
Sure. Well, see, here's my problem. To me, all this is a uniparty system, Angie. You look at that 61-36 vote for the Gay Marriage Preservation Act. I mean, they've already got Obergefell. I mean, that's a Supreme Court decision. We've been monitoring that. We got the smartest listeners on the show that don't believe half of what the government tells us. The other half are kind of like confused and still, trying to get their head around it, cognitive dissonance and whatnot. I mean, we've talked about that. We've had top frontline doctors on here. We just watched what the G20, what came out of that in Bali, and the fact that now Biden's pretty much signed us all over to an international vaccine digital passport. And I'm like, it's a matter of time before they start coming after you and me and everybody else and saying, look, if you don't get the chip in your hand, we're seeing it. We're watching it unfold. And these guys are not helping. They want the status quo to stay in place. And to me, you got the left-hand side, you got the right-hand side, both want control, both want to come at us with the idea that we're in power, we know better than you know, we're passing legislation to benefit us because we think we're elitist, we know more than you, we have money, you don't, we're not struggling, you are, and as long as we have you thinking like this about your toil and your next meal, like Harold Rosenthal, you remember him, Jacob Javits, administrative assistant that got murdered on an Il Al flight. He's the only one whose body got dumped on the tarmac, shot by the hijackers back in the 70s. He opened his mouth and told everybody, we've got you so conditioned and brainwashed. And you see the Republicans, I mean, look what happened, 9/11, and everybody's pointing a finger at the Bushites and saying, exactly what did go down and why was he reading that book upside down? You know, the House just passed a bill forcing rail unions into dealing with the, you know, Congress and the union. I mean, come on, to try to stop the strike. See, when you got the government meddling, I mean, Truman did this. Remember that long time ago when the AFL-CIO went on massive nationwide walkout and they said, no, you go back to work. This is crazy. Now we got FTX and they want to make a TV series out of this stuff. I am like, this is just arrogance coming out of the block at us. And it's just like, and they want to call January 6th an insurrection when it was anything but. I mean, I was talking about this in the last hour, Angie. What do you think about the idea if all of these thousands of people showed up fully armed with multiple magazines and marched on the Capitol and took everybody out and we started the slate and cleaned house all over again? That's an insurrection in my book. What happened was not an insurrection. And these people are liars. And you've got Cheney and everybody else, you know, expecting they're going to run for president like Newsom. They think they're going to run for president. I mean, the Republican, is Legacy Pat going to endorse somebody sick and twisted like Newsom, who just allowed all these 7,000 pedophiles out of jail?
Well, no, we definitely vet our candidates, and we, you know, certainly spend some time with them. Look, I everything you said, 100%. We are at a critical point, and now our leaders have been unmasked as to what has happened here with FTX and the laundering that happened with American tax dollars going into the Ukraine, only then to be funneled back to the Democrat and rhinos to finance essentially their game plan, which then screwed over the American public. Our votes did not count in the midterm elections. They gamed us with our own money. And that is something that's going to come to light. As of this Thursday, the Senate will be starting its first series of hearings about the FTX collapse. It's expected that the Republicans are going to go after the Democrats, which is now why you're starting to see all this news about, you know, coming out saying, well, Republicans also received money. So, you know, it's not just the Democrats. But if you look at the list of Republicans that received money from FTX that was laundered through Ukraine relief aid, by the way, you start realizing, hang on, you know, like, I don't know if these are real Republicans. Some of them are. But even as of yesterday, Beto O'Rourke gave back $1 million that the FTX gave him as donation. So he knows what's up. I wonder if other leaders will do the same.
O'Rourke is not that stupid. I mean, he doesn't want to be hung out to dry as a result of this and have that finger point right back at him. That's because right. that would be a serious problem for Beto O'Rourke. He's already lost a lot of credibility in this state. But the real problem is when the real truth comes out, Angie, please tell me that you're going to go testify before the Senate hearings and start pointing fingers and telling these people what it is.
Oh, I mean, look, if I'm invited, I would be happy to run my mouth. I don't know if they want to hear from me, but here's the thing. I'm so appreciative that your show is covering this, because most of mainstream media they're just too afraid to touch this topic, because it does reach, I mean, the tentacles are so incredibly long. Remember, FTX, I call it ATM, by the way.
Yeah.
FTX is not one company. It's 100 little companies, subsidiaries, and they own shares in multiple cryptocurrencies. They make it so, it's designed to be so complicated that you'll never really unravel where all the dark money went. And even yesterday, or rather a few hours ago, Sam Bankman-Fried came out and admitted to giving dark money to the Republicans only. He didn't say the Democrats. He says, I gave dark money to the Republicans. Someone made him say that. In total, he personally donated $990 million in 2022 to political campaigns. He says he only gave Republicans $235,000. Completely wrong. We've checked with the FEC. We're talking at least, and that's only what's been reported, at least, let me do the math, 16 million plus two plus two. All right, so at least 20 million went into Republicans' hands, maybe, but certainly Democrats received close to something like $40 billion. So, $40 million in campaign contributions. What you said was very relevant regarding the passports that G20 leaders all agreed upon. What's even more scary that relates back to the cryptocurrencies that we're talking about here is that next month, President Joe Biden will be announcing a U.S.-backed cryptocurrency.
So what's scaring? That's all I've been telling Angie. I've been telling everybody to start going to the ATMs and taking money out. Max withdrawal. If you're not going to spend it out of your bank account, start taking all your cash out of the banks. And when they say, why are you doing this? Well, because I'm going to tell everybody to close their bank accounts, because see, this is what they did in Ireland and England to convince them not to do this. They revolted. And this is the only way that we, the people, can get behind this. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with Angie Wong. What say you?
I hope you're going to give her you're going to give out where we can read your stuff. But, you know, going back to this deal you just said about the railroad deal, I heard a report on that this morning, and the big deal, one of the big deals that the railroad would not negotiate on is paid sick leave. But only paid sick leave for the people actually doing the work. The office staff, they have paid sick leave. And I've worked a little while for the railroad back in the late 70s and early 80s. And, you know, it is a dangerous job. And especially, and they said that they have cut the overall people that are running, that are doing the work on the rails, 45,000 people.
Well, that would make the rail very dangerous, and that's not the first time that they've done this to certain areas of our economy, and that's you know, scary in of itself. But you know, the thing is that what I want to know, this is the government again meddling in transportation. It's just like, you know, what, Pete Buttigieg have something to do with that? And they want to nominate this guy as a candidate? I'm like, oh, seriously, folks? There isn't one of these people that has come up with any kind of concrete solution in this administration to help us out. All they've done is work to the negative, and basically they embarrassed us in front of the entire world. But I'm really curious to find out from Angie what the how this is going to play out. We have names of people who actually got the money. The Legacy PAC has figured this out as to who got the money, Angie?
That's right. I mean, this is all public filings. We compiled a list of about 60 Republican members. There's also a list for Democrats that will be coming out. And what we couldn't compile was all the super PACs and the dark money that went into these campaigns, such as the Shell Bond in New York Congressional District 1, receiving not only the maximum amount allowed by law, FEC laws as a campaign, but she also received an additional $16 million through a super PAC to basically run her race. And that was from FTX money. So what's going to happen? Well, you know, come January 3rd, when there's a new Congress in session, if whether it's Kevin McCarthy or whoever gets voted in, if they say, okay, guys, clean slate, water under the bridge, no investigations, we better be ready for that, because that is exactly what is being positioned. He doesn't want to tackle January 6th. He doesn't want to tackle any of the nefarious things that have happened to this country in the last 3 years. All he wants to do is move forward with, let's see, getting rid of the IRS agent hires. Okay, well, who couldn't agree with that, right? Both sides can agree with that. We're going to investigate the border. Okay, another no-brainer. He's going to go with the soft touches, but he's going to keep, unfortunately, he's going to keep political prisoners locked up in various jails across the country because they don't want them talking. And that, to me, is a complete disgrace. And it's horrible what's happening, that they're still in solitary confinement, some of these guys, right?
Oh, in the D.C. gulag, yeah.
Yeah, and that has to stop. I don't care if it's quietly. You may, maybe they'll never admit to it, but even if it's quietly, get these guys out. They have families, right? And they, you know, what their crimes do not go anywhere near. I mean, 2 years locked up in solitary confinement for what? For climbing over a fence, right? So we got to really look into that. But I think the American people should be prepared for a January where nothing gets done again. And then what are we going to do? I don't know if I have all the answers for that. Like, I have some ideas, but, you know, I don't know if I want to say that over public airwaves. Right?
Why not? I mean, we're in AM, FM, shortwave, and running, streaming online live. We're on shortwave, and we have people in Paris listening to us now.
Look, I believe that. And I wonder, you know, so I look at the tech industry. I look at media. Those are the areas that I'm familiar with. I see pathways that we can cut through. And thank you to Elon Musk for helping us tremendously. I think he's going to be a massive player in all this. I think, you know, one of the big things that we can all do is basically be aware. You know, crypto is a very, very, like, it's fuzzy math. Nobody really understands what's going on. Same thing with ranked choice voting. That is something coming to every single state. We saw it in Alaska. I saw it personally in New York when I was running New York races. That's fuzzy math, you guys. They can explain it to you with, like, all these magic tricks. At the end of the day, you don't actually know who gets voted in because you can't tally up the votes like you would one vote, you know, one ballot, one vote. This is different. And what we're hearing from Sarah Palin, she's going around the country doing a tour about this, is that, and I don't fully understand this, by the way, ranked choice voting will eventually replace the Electoral College vote. Okay?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that would totally screw our system. I mean, we already don't trust the election system as it is. I mean, we're looking at Arizona and Nevada and what the hell happened there. And Carrie Lake says, I am not conceding, and I would love it if she got rid of that douchebag that's a Secretary of State who's doing Secretary of State and running for governor at the same time. I mean, you talk about conflict of interest, and they let her get away with it.
Yeah,
I mean, this country's going to hell in a handbasket, Angie. I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm telling people, and I'm asking that question, why are people stockpiling? The FBI did over 197,000 background checks on Black Friday because people are buying guns, ammunition, stockpiling food. This thing is getting crazy, and they're pushing us into a situation where this country implodes and we're in a full-blown civil war. I mean, I see it coming. There's been people who have said, oh, no, we want to be peaceful about this whole thing, and I'm like, if that's the case, then why are people stockpiling guns, food, and ammo?
And let me add to that. What else is being moved around is gold.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm tracking. You are now starting to see European countries asking the New York Federal Reserves for their gold back. Okay? When you start seeing European countries doing a bank run on gold, then you have to be nervous. And when then you see China being the largest single buyer of gold bullions right now. What's happening here? By the time it trickles down to you and I, and with, like, you know, bank accounts with, like, Bank of America, Citibank, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, I don't know if there's going to be money left. I'm not saying go and do a bank run. I know you are. I'm just saying be very careful. This is why we have such high interest rates right now, because they know that they can't pay back everybody. And
that's
secondly,
right.
You know, this, supposedly on the 14th of December, I believe, Joe Biden will be coming out to do the executive order for cryptocurrency regulations. This is what the setup is, you guys. They're saying right now to you and I, a 30-year-old cannot be in charge of a cryptocurrency company. Look at the mess. That's the environment that we're being set up, and that's what you and I are talking about today. But here's the answer. I'm Joe Biden. I'm going to bring on all of my friends in banking and finance, and I'm going to let them handle your digital wallet. And a digital wallet doesn't necessarily mean it's being your money that you're putting in there is going to be backed by gold. I don't know the specifics of the EO, but I do know that they can't pay everyone back because there's just not enough. If they can't pay European leaders back and countries back with their loans, how do they expect to do that with Americans? And I think that's where the fuzzy math comes in again. They're just going to make it so complicated because you don't know cryptocurrency. I can't really fully explain it to you either because it's just so intricate that you kind of go, ugh, I don't know. I don't want to deal with it. And that's what they expect you to do. They expect you not to understand, but meanwhile, buy this fake currency.
And see, I don't go for crypto anyway. I get completely out of the markets, and I don't intend on investing in crypto. Our bigger problem here is that a lot of people are still playing in the markets. I've had companies like Vantage Point contacting me going, well, why aren't you playing in the markets? Now's a great time to play. I go, see, that's what you'd like everybody to think. But we're in a very dangerous time right now, where people are taking every available dollar, stockpiling long-term emergency food, which we have at the Power Mall, and, you know, and drugs and Nuke Protect, which is potassium iodate, because every time Biden opens his mouth, every time we get closer to putting our own feet on the ground in Ukraine, Putin sitting there with his finger on the button. I mean, we could be in a full-scale nuclear assault. We don't know what's going on. This administration, like I said, Biden Fetterman 2024, it's a no-brainer. I can see that bumper sticker right now. That is a joke.
I know Biden plays it really soft and old man-like, and the guy knows what he's doing. A lot of the confusion, again, this is the administration that loves dealing in chaos. They create the chaos so that you don't understand what's going on, and then they do their dealings in the back, right? And we've seen this over and over again. Next year will be exactly the same. My disappointment is that the GOP leaders are going along with it. You know, we really don't have any protection here. We do need to vote in a president in 24 that can clean this up and understands it in a real way, not in a just talk to me and I'll get your vote way, but someone who can really stand up to what's been happening and unravel just even a percentage of this. We'll never really get to the bottom of it because it's been decades old long. This rift has been going on for a very long time. But we do need to unravel it because right now, what came back from New Hampshire, up there it's heat or eat, okay? You're either, and people are living in their turtlenecks and sleeping with their coats on. That's how
guys,
right? How's it over where you are?
No, I mean, we're fine now. I mean, it got down to 40 degrees last night, felt like 32. But I mean, it's one of those things. And the country is going to, especially those in the Northeast have to depend on heating oil. I mean, this is going to be really bad. My the website is legacy-pack.org. And of course, Angie Wong is on Twitter at twitter.com/Angie Wong for those of you following her. Because we're just about up to the break. And with this, it almost seems like the FTX thing was a deliberate debacle set up to collapse so they could take over. The government could come in by executive order and take the whole thing over. It makes me wonder who else Bankman-Fried paid in the process to engineer this entire thing, to cause the collapse, to engineer investigation. How many rhinos do we have to go over? Do you have an exact number of how many rhinos we got to get rid of in the next election cycle?
Oh, boy, I don't have the exact number, but I can tell you 57 congressional members voted no to receiving FTX numbers. And that's the next number I'm putting up are the good guys, the Byron Donalds of Florida, the Brian Mass of Florida. Those guys knew what FTX was and said, no way, I'm not taking dirty money. So I want to champion those guys. Those are the new Republican leaders that we need in every committee starting January. I expect them to look. They may not make as much noise as Marjorie Taylor Greene, but I know that in their hearts they'll do the right thing. So those are the guys I'm supporting, and I'll happily share those on Twitter. And but everyone else, I don't know. You got to question your guys. Everyone.
You do. Well, we appreciate you, Angie Wong. And we're out of time. We're up to the break. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back up to the bottom of the hour break with Chris Widener. Stay with us.
.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. We're in our final segment here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We thank you so much for tuning in. We just got off the phone with Angie Wong. You can see us on Rumble and Brighteon on this rebroadcast, of course, if you want to see how great these people look on camera. We've got Chris Widener with us now. He has an interesting organization called Politicrossing, which is better than Skritti Politti, even though I like that song. Politicrossing, he's the founder of it. He's one of the world's top 50 speakers. He's a member of the Motivational Speakers Hall of Fame, considers it to be a privilege to be able to speak to people, lead them in successful lives, become extraordinary leaders and masterful salespeople. He's authored 23 books. Wow, now I'm jealous. I've only authored 8. 3 million copies in print, 14 languages out there, 450 articles on success, leadership, sales, and motivation. He has if you go to politicrossing.com /author/politicrossing, you can see, and see the thing is, because this is recorded, everybody will get that. You've got a video out there we're going to be sharing with people in our email blast, which everybody gets. And if you're not getting it, You can text Power Hour at 228-28 to join our newsletter so that you can get it. And you can watch this video, Three Kinds of People in America Right Now. Which one are you? Is it the make things happen, watch things happen, wonder what happened? Is that it?
No, do you want me to tell you? You want me to give you the spoiler alert?
Yeah, Chris, I want to give you the spoiler alert.
It's the people who are in on it. It's the oblivious, and it's the people who are fighting it. You know, you're either in on it, or you're oblivious to it, or you're fighting it. Those are the three kinds of Americans right now.
That is a great perspective. I love the take. See, most of the people that listen to this show are the ones that are fighting it.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
And so that's why we're glad to have you on. And, you know, one of the things in my show notes, we're talking about Republicans have a very important thing to do. What is it? Not be a rhino? Not try to make us think that they're doing the will of we the people when, in fact, they're screwing us at every turn. I mean, we have the same-sex marriage bill. Marriage. We already have Obergefell, for crying out loud, and now they want to codify it. I'm just like, come on, you people, you're a bunch of perverts, and God knows how many pedophiles we have in D.C. right now serving, and they're trying to make us all think that they're holier than thou. So what three things do Republicans have to do? I mean, half our audience doesn't even trust the system, Chris.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. We've given them the people have given them the House back. And we're going to see what happens there. And I think there's three things that we need to do. The first thing we need to do is to investigate. The left has been doing this for the last 6 years. They're investigating. The irony is that they've come up with virtually nothing, but they still investigate. And the real irony was, I think you probably saw this a couple days ago, Adam Schiff came out and he said, if I am subpoenaed, yeah, I will have to take a look at the validity of the subpoena.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
How dare a Republican say, I don't believe that subpoena has validity to it. Really? We're throwing you in prison. So we have to investigate. We have to get to the bottom. And frankly, I sent my congressman. I'm friends with my congressman. I said, when are we going to investigate Christopher Wray? Because that guy needs to be impeached. Mayorkas needs to be impeached. We need to go after Brennan and Clapper and Comey, Schiff, all these guys who are known. And then to top it all off, the Biden family, the crime family, we have got to investigate. They're going to do everything they can to paint us as, oh, these people have no vision for America. All they're going to do is, even though that's all they've done. The second thing that we have to do is we have to use the power that we have in the House of Representatives, which is funding. We need to defund anything and everything that goes outside of constitutional rights of government. And I would start with those 87,000 IRS agents, and I'd say, yeah, I don't know how you're going to hire them because there's no money to pay them. We can defund anything we want to defund, and we better do it, because if we don't, we're just going to play right into their hands. But then the last one is, and this goes to what the left is going to tell Americans that we need to do, and we do need to do it. We also need to investigate, but we have to have a positive vision for where we're going in America. The only way we're going to get the Senate and the White House back in 2024 is if we have a positive vision of what we're going to do. And frankly, it cannot be that hard to do this. I mean, I wrote an article or did a video the other day about all that Trump needs to do in order to win the election. He needs to forget about all the complaining about everything that's happened in the past, and he simply needs to do a compare and contrast. There's me, $2 gas. Joe Biden, $7 gas. There's me, 20,000 people a month coming across the border. There's Biden, 250,000 people a month. There's me, energy independence. There's him, energy dependence. There, a compare and contrast to just present it to the American people. But here's what we're going to do if we take the White House and the Senate back. People follow optimistic, visionary leadership.
They do, but see, when you look at what Trump did, that every time that he went out and did his speaking tours prior to the midterms, it was all this, pat me on the back, pat me on the back. My ego is more important than we the people. And it's like, no, I don't care how many MAGA hats there are, MAGA Republicans and anybody that supports Trump. I mean, they got labels for them. The left has done a great job of doing it. They're going to have to rearrange that image a little bit, because these people look like now they're out on the fringe. I mean, the Republicans have a lot more. We've got these rhinos. This is the real problem. You got Mitch the Bitch. and you've got McCarthy. Oh, boy, he's a bitch because he does whatever the Democrats want. He bends over. You know, I mean, I'm wondering about this guy, 80 years old. Why the hell is he still in office? Why is he a Senate minority leader? To me, this makes no difference. And you got Chucky with a knife up there, who's Senate majority leader. And this guy, to me, is a dirty Jew. But, you know, half the people love him. And you can't. I opened the show today by accusing every single Democratic voter of being a communist pig. You know, because I don't see the rationale here. How could people be so stupid as to want a communist America? How could they be so stupid as to be sucked into this thing and want everything for free? I mean, our schools are already been screwed. People can't go get a decent education and learn reading, writing, arithmetic, and a future for themselves without walking out feeling entitled and hating the system and the status quo. Then you've got, on the other hand, people who are already in the status quo wanting to keep things the way they are so they can get more control. And that's what this whole thing seems to be. And that's how all my listeners, Chris, are perceiving this as a big power grab.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem here that we have today is, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago, you had right and left, you had Republican and Democrat, but they all had essentially the same worldview. They all came from a traditional Judeo-Christian value system. Now we are in what I call the battle of worldviews, because now you have the division. It's still right and left. It's still Republican, Democrat. But ultimately what it comes down to is it's a difference of worldviews. You have those who still operate from a traditional Judeo-Christian worldview, and you have those who operate from a secular humanist worldview, a socialist, communist, secular humanist worldview. And both sides view it as a moral imperative. So those who come from a different worldview, when we all had the same worldview, we argued process and we argued strategy, but we all sort of wanted to go in the same direction. We were all capitalistic. We wanted businesses to grow. We wanted America to get stronger, you know, those kinds of things. Now you have people who have a different worldview. They just don't see the world the way we see it. And this is where they're winning, because they are indoctrinating our children. You know, Robert Bork wrote a book called Slouching Towards Gomorrah in 1999. I read it in the late 90s. And he said, this has always been the plan. And that was 30 years ago, basically, 23, 24 years ago. And he was saying, this is what happened. They chose to take over the government, the schools, Hollywood, the media, and then to indoctrinate people. And that's exactly what they've done. So we have more and more people piling up into this secular humanist worldview, and we're losing the battle of worldviews. And of course, worldview pushes politics, and that's our problem going forward.
Well, and we've all been conditioned to hate each other now rather than getting along, go along to get along. I mean, people are now just tolerating each other instead of open. See, and this is the thing we do. 844-769-2944 is our toll-free number, folks. I'm not the only one doing the talking here. The phone lines are wide open right now. If you want to talk to Chris Widener, our guest, about three things Republicans must do now. Well, the thing is, you know, we're looking at a system that obviously a majority of my listeners feel has been gamed, rigged. And I was talking to Angie Wong in our last hour. You look at what's going on in Arizona, and they voted to certify the elections rather than investigate, and we're supposed to trust our government. And like I said, in the first hour, they put the funk in dysfunctional. We haven't seen anything positive, and we're looking for positive. We want to be we the people. We put these people in office with the intention that they're going to do the right thing to benefit we the people, not the other way around. And all they've done is just benefit themselves and keep this whatever this ideology is they're trying to do, which seems to be moving more toward socialism, Marxism, communism every day of the week. And there isn't one day that we can't turn on a TV, and it doesn't have to be Fox or anything mainstream or whatever the case may be. But you look at even the back channel media, the Brighteon, the Rumble, the BitChute, all of that going down, and people talking about like it's doomsday out there, that if we the people don't rise up and start demanding and getting, you know, more than blunt force trauma on these politicians, we're going to lose this country. I don't know. What's your answer to that?
We live in very dangerous times. We live in dangerous times. We live in perilous times. And this goes back to you're either in on it or you're fighting it. The problem is we have too many people who are oblivious. I think the people who are oblivious, would many of them would agree with us. Yes, you should be able to say what you want to say. You know, we should have free speech, of course, yes. But they're just oblivious to what's going on. I mean, how many people do we know or we hear, they go, oh, I don't follow politics. Yeah, the both parties are the same. Oh, it doesn't matter who I vote for, you know. And I'm just like, well, it actually does matter, because your taxes are determined by the people who you vote for. But they're just oblivious. You know, I'm not going to, my vote doesn't count. They're oblivious. They know how close we are to losing our American freedoms.
I got to stop you on that one. When you mentioned about the tax dollars.
Yeah.
Would you elaborate on that? Because I don't think that's the first time I've heard somebody actually bring that point up about how all your tax dollars are spent. And we haven't had anybody actually discuss those parameters on this program. I mean, they may have, but I wasn't the host at the time. But I'm curious as to, you know, I know about apportionment, I know about redistricting, I know about gerrymandering, I know about all the thought process there, but that basically is all part of our political system. But now you're bringing up taxes.
Yeah, I'm saying that they make the tax code. They determine what the tax rates are going to be. So, you know, I had a very, very famous motivational speaker friend of mine who said, I don't get involved in politics. It doesn't matter who's president or in the House or the Senate. None of that matters to my day to day. And this guy was probably making $5 million a year. And I said, well, it really is a big difference on $5 million a year, the difference between 30% and 60%. You know, which do you want taken out of your check, 30% or 60%? And you go, oh, I never thought about it that way. Yeah, because you're oblivious. Most people, they don't connect the dots. And this is really what I believe Republicans need to do, is we need to connect the dots for people and help them understand. You know, the saying that's out there now all the time is politics have consequences, or elections have consequences. And they do. I mean, frankly, this is what's going on in Arizona. We just moved from Arizona. We were living in Scottsdale. We're friends with Carrie Lake, known her for, you know, a long time now. And I told my wife, I said, they have to steal the election from Carrie. And she said, why? And I said, because their southern border depends on it. Their plot is to overthrow our country by creating so many Democratic voters that they never lose another election. They don't have to steal them anymore. They've got all these folks. What they're not counting on is that a lot of Latinos are more conservative than they expected them to be, which we're seeing in Texas. But Governor Abbott has already shut down his border. He says he's bringing out the gunboats now, and he's going after it. You can't have that on the Arizona border. That's why they have to steal it. So elections have consequences, because if you elect Carrie Lake, the border gets shut down. If you elect Katie Hobbs, the border stays wide open, and they keep right on with their plot to overthrow America.
And see, the problem is with that also comes crime, because a lot of these people they're arresting are criminals, hardened criminals that commit rape, murder, all that, robbery. And see, all it takes is for the politicians like Gabby Giffords. You remember what happened to her? You were living in Arizona.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they become a victim. And then what? All of a sudden things change.
Well, do you know Mark Lamb, Sheriff Mark Lamb? Have you ever had a show?
Not Mark Lamb, I don't. Richard Mack, I do. And I've had him on the show multiple times.
Mark Lamb is an amazing guy. You should reach out and have him on. Yeah. I interviewed him for Politicrossing here not too long ago. And he said, Chris, he's in Pinal County. He's Pinal County, Arizona. He said, Chris, just yesterday, and this was a few months ago, he said, I had a sheriff who made 7 traffic stops yesterday on the freeway. All 7 of them were human traffickers.
Oh my God.
7 random stops, 100% of which were human traffickers.
And they had cargo with them?
Yes. 7 human traffickers, God. All 7 of them.
Now, these were like vans loaded with sex slaves.
Vans and cars and all those kinds of things. He also told me, and I'm going to get the numbers wrong, but you'll get the point. He said, Chris, 5 years ago, we had 35 fentanyl pills we confiscated. 4 years ago, we had 250. 3 years ago, we had 1,500. 2 years ago, we had 38,000. And last year, we had 560,000, and this year we expect over 1 million pills. So now those were not the exact numbers, but I'm making the point that he said, you know, like 5 years ago, we confiscated like 35 pills. Now this year it's going to be millions of pills. So this is what's happening on our southern border. And the problem is most people don't watch the news, or when they do, they watch the wrong news. And they're just oblivious to what's going on because we don't control. Now, the beauty of the internet is, you know, we've got some great shows like yourself, and we've got networks like Real America's Voice, and, you know, some of these places that they can bypass that cable option. They don't have to be distributed through cable. You know, for example, we watch Real America's Voice a lot because we can just put it on our Fire TV and just click on it, and it's like an app, I guess, and we just watch it live. But most people are not paying attention.
Well, it's a crazy thing. I think we are paying attention because a lot of these Republican politicians got elected based on the fact that we're going to investigate, which now it comes down to the first point you made. When you're going in to investigate, and I know a lot of my listeners are thinking about this, they think this is all going to be a shift show. This is not going to be what good is the House going to do investigating stuff or try to impeach people if the Senate's full of rhinos that are letting them stay in? What? I just see this as a waste of time and taxpayer money, don't you?
Well, I don't in this. If we can do this in such a way that the oblivious become, I don't know what the oblivious would, the opposite of, would it be oblivious?
Yeah.
the oblivious become oblivious. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but no, we need to get this information out. For example, the Hunter Biden laptop, what was it? 15% of voters said that if they'd have known about that, they would have voted for Trump instead of Biden. It was the lack of information getting out that swung that election. And so, aside from any sort of, shenanigans, but we would have won that election in a landslide, even if there were shenanigans, if they would have simply known about Hunter Biden's laptop. We can do the same thing by exposing the absolute corruption. If we indict Clapper, Brennan, these guys who have literally been proven to lie in front of Congress, lie, blatantly, easily provable, send them to prison.
Yeah.
If we can do that and people start paying attention, like, holy cow, they mean business. You can't break the law. You can't commit treason or you're punished.
Well, see, and you got Garland and selective prosecution and a weaponized DOJ. I mean, how do you fight that with this going on?
Because most people don't realize that Merrick Garland has the biggest chip on his shoulder. Yeah. If you ask most people, what was Merrick Garland known for prior to becoming the AG? He was known for being the Supreme Court justice who didn't get his job. So do you think there's motive for payback there? Absolutely there's motive for payback. And he's taken every chance he gets to pay people back because he wanted to be on the Supreme Court.
Sure he did. And I don't know, that would have been dangerous given what he's doing right now, weaponizing the DOJ. But, you know, our bigger problem is, what's to stop the weaponization of the DOJ from being targeted to members of Congress? And as this scandal starts to unleash, and, you know, given what Angie said about all these different people, these different candidates that have taken money, millions of dollars in money through the Ukraine, through FTX, when that all comes out, and it will, how are our officials, in elected officials that have been weaponizing the Department of Justice with their selective prosecution and their double standard, how are they going to, how are they going to fit with that? How's that going to fit in the equation? How are we going to get actual justice with that going on?
I don't care if you're right side, left side, red, blue, conservative, liberal, you break the law, you go to jail. And this is the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans say, if you break the law, you go to jail. Liberals say, if the other side breaks the law, they go to jail. That's the difference. We're the moral ones who say, if you break the law, you go to jail. I remember when at the very beginning of Trump's presidency, and they were saying that he was a Russian asset, and people would say to me, you're going to defend Trump no matter what. And I used to say, no, if we find out unequivocally that Donald Trump is a Russian asset and a Manchurian candidate, I will personally sign up to flip the switch and drop him through the gallows, because we believe in the rule of law and not the rule of personality. So I don't care if you're the head of my party or a Republican or my best friend. In fact, I remember when my son was about 15 years old, he said, Dad, what would you do if you found out I killed somebody? And I said, I would turn you in and then I'd hire the best attorney I could get for you. He's like, you turned me in. I said, absolutely. We believe in the rule of law in America. We're not, we're a country of laws, not of men. And, you know, thankfully he's a good kid, but he was asking me sort of a moral dilemma question. Well, Republicans, we say that you break the law, you go to jail. I have no problem with that.
But you're obstructing justice by keeping him there without saying anything. They could come after you for obstruction.
Yeah.
Because you knew exactly, and you didn't say anything.
No, this is what I told him. I said I would turn him in. I told him I would turn you in, but then I'd hire a great attorney, you know. But, you know, the left, they're like, oh, no, we didn't do that. And even if we did, we're just not going to do anything about it. This is the two-tiered justice system that we have in America right now.
Yeah, this is sad, but I see that the Republicans in this particular 2-year segment of what looks like a lame duck, he still can write executive orders, he still can weaponize the DOJ, he still can, like what he just did at the G20 and signing us all over to this vaccine digital passport that's going to go, you know, I mean, he's canning us over to the globalists. The Republicans have more than just an uphill battle. They gotta get a conscience. That's my very first thing, because if they don't stand up for what principles they used to stand up for in traditional conservative Christian values, I'm sorry, we've lost faith in the system already, Chris. We are in perilous times,
and I believe that as much as I believe anything, that we are a couple elections away of losing everything.
So people need to rise up. Now, the question again is, how do we stop the steal?
Do you know how bad it has to be for a member of the Motivational Speakers Hall of Fame to show up and say, we're in trouble?
I think you just did that. So, you know, here's the thing. As time progresses, you know, we'll have to have you back on the show to further elaborate on what's going on. Once these investigations start, we're going to have you back to talk about it, because I just feel like a lot of this stuff, they're going to get up there, going to grandstand, they're going to whitewash, and it's all going to go away because everybody's screaming rah, rah, shish, goomba. Put that guy, you know, let's all sing kumbaya. You know, no, it doesn't work like that, because there's too much vengeance out there, because everybody's turned on each other, and now they want to see people hang. They want Fauci at the end of a rope. They want Nuremberg too. I mean, it's gone way past the point. Last Black Friday, you had over 197,000 background checks by the FBI. America is starting to rear its ugly head, and they're pissed, Chris. I don't know how Congress is going to fix this. I hope what you're telling me works. I don't know.
We're going to have to have you back on. And if it doesn't, we need to vote them out. I think this, we need to get, as Republicans, as conservatives, we need to get a one and done rule. We're giving you 2 years.
Yep. I love it.
You screw up, you're out. We'll find somebody who'll take the job and do it seriously.
There you go. Chris Widener's been with us here. We're out of time. We will be back tomorrow for our Thursday edition here of the Power Hour, December 1st, 2022. That's right. Until then, Dave Krieger, Power Hour host, saying God bless you and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.